It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop. I know you were all excited about that. Swap Shop at this time of the year gets a little slow. Swap Shop gets a little slow at any time of the year, but especially with COVID going on. But the way it works, and I did have a lady text me I think it was either last week or the week before, saying how happy she was that she got rid of the item that she was trying to sell, and thank you so much. So it works, but you do have to call in. The number here, by the way, is 740-383-9944. I'll give that number several times during this next 45 minutes. And the way it works, if you have an item that you're trying to get rid of, let's say you've got an old dollhouse. I saw one out last week when they were going to take care of pick up the trash. People put stuff out on the street. This dollhouse was absolutely gorgeous. It had like half-inch thick walls. It was two stories. I think it had lights in it. It was beautiful. I really wanted to take it home myself, but I really don't have a little girl or a little boy that likes that anymore, so I left it for somebody else. But I did see that somebody picked it up, and I'm glad to see that. But if you have something, let's say like an old dollhouse you're trying to get rid of, give us a call here at the radio station. Tell us what it is. Give us some particulars about it. You know, it's two stories. It's got windows, you know, all that sort of stuff. Give us your phone number, because we have to have the place where this person can call, and we'll get it on the air, and hopefully we'll get rid of it for you. Or let's say you have a yard sale. Well, you're not going to have a yard sale this time of the year. Let's say you have an indoor sale, you know, a garage sale in a heated garage. You can mention that. If you're looking for something, let's say you're looking for a pair of cross-country skis, give us a call and say what you're looking for. Tell us what your phone number is, and maybe we can get it for you. There are all sorts of ways you can use a Swap Shop. If you have a some sort of dinner going on at your church, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to put that on. And if you have an item that you want to sell, or an event that you want to promote, you can always put a piece of paper in an envelope that tells that same information and send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. I'll give you that again. WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302, and we may read it off. Well, we will definitely read it off for you, like the next two items that I'm going to read, and maybe we can get more attention for it and help you out. Excuse me, getting a little verklempt, as they say. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank is in partnership with Christian Ministries, and they're having a free produce market. So if you're in the need of some produce, they have that every second Saturday of every month, and it goes on from 12 to 2 p.m. The Logo Christian Ministries is located at 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio, and you know the zip. So a free produce market on the second Saturday of every month, the address is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. They're going to have free fresh food for local individuals and families in need. You don't need an appointment. It's pre-registration or paperwork. There's none required. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in a produce market and provide a name and number of people in their family. That's it. Nothing really too major about it. As noted earlier, James Anderson was my guest earlier on the air, he mentioned coming very soon. They're doing Christmas bird count at Kildare Plains, or what they call the Kildare Plains Christmas Bird Count, but it actually covers a very large area, and you're probably in the area, but it goes on in Marion and Wyandotte counties, and if you're interested, he really needs some help. So if you are interested, or your family is interested, or somebody you know is interested, get in touch with them at the Marion County Park District webpage. You go to their Facebook page or the County Park District Facebook page, or the Marion Tall Grass Trail Facebook page, and sign up to help him out. He could sure use some help. It's located in both Marion and Wyandotte counties. Come participate in the annual bird count program. And he told me that they were in single digits. He really liked to get up. At one time, I think he got up to 21, 22 people that helped him out, and he's about a third of that. So give him a holler, you can't give him a holler. I don't have a phone number for him, but you can go to the webpage, the Tallgrass Trail Facebook webpage, or the Marion County Park District Facebook page, and sign up for that. It sure will help nature, and it will help him get the projects done that he needs to get done. Now, if you're interested in selling something, you're interested in selling those old sweaters that you absolutely hated from last year, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and let us put it on Swap Shop and get rid of it for you. I decided, as you know, we quite often have trivia on Swap Shop. It fills the time, right? Well, this year I decided to do trivia on New Year's Eve, about New Year's Eve and stuff that goes on about New Year's Eve. And the very first question was probably the first question I wondered about New Year's Eve. Excuse me. I have hiccups for some reason or other. When did New Year's Eve, when did the first ball drop in Times Square? Now, some people would think it was in the 50s, because it got real famous about then, but that's wrong. The very first New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square, I'm sure there were other places, but in Times Square was 1907. So it's been going on well over 100 years. What is that, 114 years, 115 years? It's almost 2002, isn't it? 2022. Holy cow, that time flies. I remember as a kid, not a kid, I remember as a young adult thinking, holy cow, in the year 2000, I'll be 54. We're way past that, aren't we? All right. How large is Times Square's New Year's Eve ball in diameter? How large is it? You know, you look at it and you think, well, it looks like it's about 4 or 5 feet around. Nah, you'd be way off. Now, we had a popcorn drop ball, a popcorn ball drop here in Marion for several years, but because of COVID, they've stopped doing it. I guess there is still going to be a party down at one of the parks here in town for New Year's Eve, but they are not going to do the ball drop. It just, I guess they just don't want to get that many people together. But anyway, how large is the Times Square's New Year's Eve ball in diameter? It's 12 feet in diameter. Yikes, that's pretty big. And I love watching that. I do stay up till 12:05 or whatever it is, and immediately, Buddy and I, you know, my executive producer, the hound dog, Buddy and I immediately go to bed after that. I usually try to have a little something, you know, maybe a little wine. My youngest son is a vintner. He makes wine. And so I have enough wine around the house that I can have a little bit of wine. Excuse me, I just got a message, as you probably heard the ding in the background. And then we go to sleep. I've never been one to party on New Year's Eve. I remember one time a young lady, this was before I was married, so this is 100 years ago. One time a lady said, a young lady asked me if I wanted to go out and party on New Year's Eve. And I said, okay. I was so bored. All those drunks yelling at each other and telling each other how close of friends they were. And I don't find watching other people get drunk a lot of fun. Now, I will say that yours truly has been in that situation before. And I don't think I probably added to any fun when I'm in that situation. When did partiers first celebrate New Year's Eve in Times Square? Now, this was earlier than the first ball drop. They first started, and it doesn't tell me here why they decided to celebrate in Times Square, but they did in 1904. So 3 years before the ball drop. Somebody saw a good thing and decided to make a better thing out of it by having the ball drop. So that was kind of interesting. Let's see. I've got several duplications to that question. Let's move on. How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been? You know, sometimes they're round and shiny. Sometimes they're less shiny but more lights. You know, they've had different versions of it, and this person just will not go away. Okay, thank you very much for texting me. It's not something that we're going to sell, so I'm not going to mention it. What was the question? How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date? 7. Interesting. I wonder how many different announcers have been used to announce the ball drop. Probably a lot. A lot. Probably the most famous one is Dick Clark, of course. It doesn't make any difference who I watch. I watch a version of it, but not Dick Clark anymore. Let's see here. What materials made up the first ever Times Square New Year's Eve ball? Now, this seems like it should be pretty obvious. Iron and wood. Back in 1908, they didn't have nearly the use of plastic, if they used any plastic back then. They didn't have LEDs, so it was iron and wood. They probably put some of those old-fashioned lights. Now, I still have a couple of strings of those old-fashioned lights, and I threatened to put one of them on my tree this year because I still have, I think, two of those bubbler lights. You know the ones, once they heat up, they start, the liquid inside starts bubbling away. And I kind of have remembrances of that as a kid. So I was going to put that up, but I was too lazy this year. I just put my normal little LED lights up. How much did the first Times Square New Year's Eve ball weigh? Now, this did surprise me. Now, we do know it was 12 feet in diameter, so it's not a little one. It weighed 700 pounds. No wonder it dropped. I'm surprised it didn't drop faster than it dropped. But you know they do have that on a rope or a chain or some sort of... it's hung. It's not really falling. It wouldn't fall that slowly. What is terminal speed? It's over 200 miles an hour. So it would be a mess if it was really falling. How many light bulbs covered the very first... here now they're telling us that there were light bulbs on the very first Times Square New Year's Eve ball. How many light bulbs do you suppose were on there? How many light bulbs do you put in your Christmas tree now? I bet you put hundreds of light bulbs. Some people put hundreds, if not thousands, of little lights on their Christmas tree. But there were only 100 light bulbs on the very first ball. I wonder how they electrified them. So I suppose they also dropped a long extension cord. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something you're trying to get rid of, and you just got to get rid of it, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if nothing else, you can call and wish us a Happy New Year's and all the people that are listening. Give us a call. Tell us what you're trying to get rid of. You know, you might have a great set of boots that you're trying to get rid of. Tell us what you want, what price you want for them. Or you can just say, I'll negotiate the price, and tell us your phone number, and we'll try and get it sold for you. Hey, we do have some things that were sent in. We have on the 2nd, that's coming up in just a couple of days, they're going to have the Kildare Plains Christmas Bird Count in both Marion and Wyandotte County. That's put on in this local area by the Tallgrass Trail and our the gentleman who was on with us for the first 2 hours, James Anderson, our Marion County naturalist. And if you want to get involved in it, he needs people. So please help him out. It would be kind of fun. It might even be fairly warm, too. And you go out and you count birds, and you go with people that know what they're doing. So you don't have to be an expert. You don't, what do they call them, ornithologist or something like that. You don't have to be an expert in it. Just go with somebody, because another set of eyes will see another bird, and that's what they're trying to count them. All you have to do is get on their Facebook page, the Marion Tallgrass Facebook page, or the Marion County Park District Facebook page, and say, hey, I'd like to help out, and they'll look forward to having you there. Okay, they'll give you the information on where to meet and all that sort of thing. Also, by the way, they're having a guided nature tour on the 8th. A guided nature tour, and it's going to start at 1:30, or you can just go out and have the winter hike series is starting, and that'll go from 1 to 4, and you just meet at the trailhead, you know, out there at the Tallgrass Trail, and have yourself some fun. Hey, we also have a nice opportunity for people that are struggling a little bit about this time of the year, and I'm sure there are lots of them. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, they're having a free produce market on the second Saturday of January, and it'll run from 12 to 2 p.m., and it's sponsored by Logos Christian Ministries at 582 Lee Street in Marion. That's 582 Lee Street in Marion, and you can pick up some fresh food to local individuals and families in need, and there's no red tape around it. They make it as easy as possible, so come on out and help them, help yourself, and get some free food. Make sure your kids are well fed, and let's move on, right? Okay. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We'll be on for the next 24 minutes, and be glad to take your call. And the number here is 740-383-9944. And if you'd like to send something in, like the last couple of announcements that I made, you can send them to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me tell you that again. WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right, let's continue on. Let's find out more stuff about the Times Square and the New Year's holidays. We already told you that ball that dropped, the very first one, weighed 700 pounds. It only had 100 lights on it. But now, when did LED lights first appear on the Times Square New Year's Eve ball? Now, you know it wasn't in the 20th century. It actually was in the 21st century. 2007 LEDs. Now, you can get a lot more LED lights on there than they had those incandescent lights. And it burns a lot cheaper. And I'm glad they did it. Every light in my house now is an LED light. I'm saving money, I think. I hope I am. That's what they told me. How many LED modules are there in the Times Square New Year's Eve ball? Now, if you get this, you are really a sharp person. 672 LED modules. It's covered with LED lights. How many triangles total are there on the Times Square ball? I didn't even know it was done in triangles, but apparently the ball is made up of a lot of triangles. And there are 2,688 triangles. That's pretty crazy. How many colors can the Times Square New Year's Eve ball display? Oh, my God. Goodness, modern science has really moved this quite a ways. It can display 16 million different colors. I don't know how you're going to tell the difference between one and the other. One shade of red is the same as the other shade of red to me, but 16 million different colors they can do. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. Don't forget our phone number, 740-383-9944. I really didn't expect any phone calls today, right between Christmas and New Year's, so don't worry about it. We're just having some fun talking about some of the trivial facts around New Year's. Now, how much do you think... Now, we told you what the first New Year's Eve ball weighed. It weighed 700 pounds. How much do you think the ball they use now weighs? A little bit more than 700 pounds. No, a lot more. 11,875 pounds. What is that? Almost 6 ton. That's a big, huge Cadillac hanging on there. That's a lot of weight. Well, that's more than a Cadillac. That's got to be an F-250 or something. That's a big amount of weight. 11,875 pounds. I wonder what they hold that up with. titanium chain, I guess. I don't know. How many total LED lights are in the Times Square ball? 32,256. If you think your next door neighbor has a magnificent display of lighting, 32,256 lights. I'm not sure that any house has that many lights on them. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Griswold's house has that many lights. I don't know. None of those were LED. That Christmas show, none of those lights were LED. They were all incandescent. So I love that show. That's great fun. I haven't seen it yet this year. I ought to pull it up while my wife's out of town. Oh, yes. My wife is out of town. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Haven't been playing much. I've been working around the house. Now I got to find a place to go get my clothes cleaned, washed. I guess there are three or four washing places around town. My washing machine broke, so if anybody has a washing machine that they will bring to my house, take down in my basement, and plug in, I'd be more than happy to buy that from you. So I guess that's a swap shop thing. Yeah, we'd love to have a new one that works. Not a new one, a used one that works. But I just can't. I'm a little long in tooth, and I struggle to take things up and down the stairs. And what can I say? All right. When was the second Times Square New Year's Eve ball introduced? Why would they tell us the first and the second? Well, anyway, it was introduced in 1920, if you care. What metal replaced the iron in the Times Square New Year's Eve ball? Well, this should be pretty obvious to you because it weighed an awful lot. It still weighs, I mean, it weighs a lot more now, but they did introduce aluminum back then because it was just too heavy. But, as I mentioned, it jumped in weight. The first one weighed 700 pounds. The second one, or this one, weighs 11,875 pounds. That's just astounding. Oh, well. Let's see. Let's continue on. When do you think computer controls were introduced to the ball? Not until 1995. That seems a little late to me. I'm trying to remember when I got my first computer. I got my first computer in 1979, I believe. Maybe 80. It didn't do anything. But that's when I got my first one. That's interesting. What are the triangles on the Times Square ball? Now, this is going to make me watch a lot more carefully this year. What are the triangles on the Times Square ball made from? Waterford crystals. That's amazing. I'm really going to look a lot closer this year. Waterford crystals. I wonder what that thing weighs or what it costs. I'm looking down here fast to see if it tells me on here, but I don't see anything where it tells what it cost. I'd like to know what that cost. If it has Waterford crystals, it cost a lot of money. It's worth a lot of money. All right. Oops, I lost my place. The Waterford crystals, by the way, were introduced in 1999. That's kind of neat. Now, you sure don't want to drop that. Break all those Waterford crystals. What is the geometrical shape of the Waterford crystal? Well, it's a geodesic sphere. So it kind of looks like one of those weird roundhouses, right? A geodesic sphere. What is the address of the Waterford Crystal Times Square New Year's Eve ball? What do you think the address where that ball drops is? It's 1 Times Square. I remember the only time I was there on New Year's Eve, I was probably somewhere between the age of 7 and 10. And my father and mother and brother and sister and I, all they took us to Times Square so that we could watch it all happen. That was the last time I was there. It was the first time I was there. And believe it or not, right next to us was a very voluptuous, beautiful woman. And I heard my dad say, "That's Gina Lola Brigida." And that's who it was. And she was standing not more than 10 feet from us. Well, not more than 5 feet from us. And she was having a good time. I don't remember much about it. And being that young, I really didn't care much nor know much about Gina Lola Brigida. I figured she was Italian, I guess. I don't know. How tall are the numerals on the Waterford crystals? They're 7 feet tall. Wow, no wonder it weighs so much so many pounds, 11,600 some pounds, 800 some pounds. Yeah, that's how tall they are. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, so let me get back to a couple of things that were sent to us. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, is having a free produce market on the second Saturday of January. It'll go from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., and it's sponsored by Logos Christian Ministry at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. I gave you the wrong number. So race that out. It's 582, not 32. 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. And they'll have free fresh food for local individuals and families in need. And there's no appointment necessary. You don't have to register. Or you don't have to do any paperwork. Just show up and help your family out, okay? It's very nice of the people at Logos Christian Ministries. And I appreciate them sending us this notification so we can let you know. On the 2nd, the Marion County Park District and the Tall Grass Trail people are having a Kildare Plains Christmas bird count. It's really important so that they know what's going on in this county. They go out and they count the different types of birds. And then they get it to the people that tabulate all that, and that helps them figure out what we need to do about our bird population. They're a little short-handed right now. They need people to help them out, and that's on the 2nd. If you need more information about it, go to the Marion County Park District or the Marion Tallgrass Trail Facebook pages, and that'll explain when and how you get involved. And hopefully you can help James Anderson, who was our guest this morning, help him get enough people. Excuse me, I had to cough there. All right, let's continue on. We're talking about trivia around New Year's Eve. Do you party at Christmas like it's 1999? I do not party. I'm not a big Christmas Eve partier. You can ask my wife. She's not here this year. She's down with my grandchildren, my daughter, and her husband. So I will not be partying at all. I'll probably be snoozing. My wife and I usually have a little glass of wine from our youngest son's vineyard. And at 12:05, we're asleep. We're kind of boring people. That's what happens as you get older. My puppy dog may ask me to take him out for a walk around that time. I don't know. We might do that. That'd be kind of fun. Listen to the people banging there. Do you still bang your... I used to bang pots and pans with a wooden spoon. My mother gave me a wooden spoon and an old pot or pan that she didn't mind me ruining or at least denting. And I'd go out and bang on the pot or the pan. And we used to do that when I was young. I don't think they do that much anymore. Boy, this person really wants to get in touch with me, but it's nobody I know, and they're not trying to sell anything, so I'm not going to mention that. We'll just pass that along. When was the first time? When was the first time ball drop on record? I'm guessing they're saying this is not the one on in Times Square, but the first time somebody decided to drop a ball to celebrate times the changing of the time was in 1833. So people were kind of excited about going out and being crazy on New Year's Eve long before the Times Square thing. Let's see here. Cooper Anderson, by the way. That was the guy I was trying to remember his name. I love watching him. He and his friend do shots. And Cooper is not good at drinking. He doesn't drink throughout the year, but he does an occasional shot on the, and he gets a little silly, and it's kind of fun to watch a grown man who is known for his sophistication and his ability to maintain cool lose it. He does lose it. What 2 years did the Times Square New Year's Eve ball drop not happen? Well, this would be pretty obvious to those of us who are a little older. Matter of fact, even older than I am. They were war years, 1942 and 1943. I wish I could get rid of these hiccups. 1942 and 1943, they did not have the ball drop. Boy, they're getting closer in between. And it's messing up my show. Stop it. Oh, this is kind of interesting. How much confetti is dropped in Times Square on New Year's Eve? I used to have a confetti gun when I worked at the credit union, and we'd blast confetti into the sky and all the different parades that we were in, and it was kind of fun. But I didn't blast this much into the sky. How much confetti was dropped or is dropped in Times Square? About 1 ton. 1 ton of confetti. If you've ever held confetti in your hand, you know that's got to be a lot of confetti. Oh, me. 1 ton of confetti is dropped in Times Square. And it's all dropped within, you know, a minute. So 1 ton of little tiny pieces of paper are falling on people during that minute, maybe 2 minutes. Let's see. How many people tune? Oh, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone and see what this what our caller has to say. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Glenn and
Hi.
Pastor Craig.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor? Good
I'm
to hear from
quite,
you.
I'm doing quite well, and welcome back. I'm glad you had a safe trip.
Did indeed. Didn't run off the road.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And, I just called to wish you a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Craig. I wish you a Happy New Year as well. I hope your Christmas was wonderful. Christmas in church is always wonderful, I assume.
Yes, it was. It was very nice. Yeah. Spent some time Christmas with my grandkids and went to church. And, yes, it was very, very nice weekend.
Well, you know, my problem with spending it with my grandkids is I have 4 grandkids in a 2-bedroom house, and their parents and me and my wife, it got a little close and a little loud, but it was still nice being there.
Well, I have a little bit of advantage in my 3 grandkids. They're in a 4-bedroom house,
so it's
a little bit bigger. Plus, they only live an hour away from me, so I can always get in my car and go home.
Well, it only took me 12 hours to get there and 11 hours to get back, so, you know, it was close.
Hey, well, listen, you have a Happy New Year.
You too.
And I'll see you next year.
Okay, you're a wonderful guy, and I'm glad I know you.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm glad I know you too, Glenn.
All right, have a great New Year's. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Pastor Craig, a great guy. I really do enjoy the man. And, you know, he even knows I'm an atheist and still gets along with me. He knows my Christian and church background, so he knows that I can talk with him at least a little bit about what he believes in and stuff. So anyway, let's get back and read the two things that we got in here. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with the Logos Christian Ministries, they're having a free produce market on the second Saturday, actually the second Saturday of every month, but that'll be the second Saturday of January coming up, from 12 to 2 p.m. at 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. That's 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. They have free fresh food for local individuals and families in need. And if there's nothing else you can do during this time of holidays, it's think of your fellow man. And I'm using that fellow man as a generic term. Think of all the kids and all the wives and husbands who are struggling right now and how sad that would make you. I am very fortunate right now that my wife and I are okay, and the Social Security is filling the bills, so we don't need food, and we have our food. Think of other people, please, at this time. And if you do need food for your family, the second Saturday of this of January, you can pick up some free fresh food at 582 Lee Street in Marion, and that's between the hour of 12 and 2 p.m. So I hope you have a good year. All right. And also, on the 2nd of January, they're going to have the Kildare Plain Christmas Bird Count. And the people out at the Tallgrass Trail are looking to have helpers, and they need them badly. So please help out. All you have to do is go online to the Marion County Park District and or the Marion Tallgrass Trail Facebook page and say, I'm ready to help. When do you want me? Where do you want me? And they will provide you with that information. Well, we're down to our last minute or two. And, actually, we're down to our last minute and a half. And I told you how much confetti has dropped. 1 ton. that's a lot of confetti to be dropped. Let's see. How many people tune in to the ball drop each year? About 1 billion. That's with a B. 1 billion. Holy cow. Who created the... who is credited with writing the poem Auld Lang Syne? You know, should old acquaintance be forgot? That one, Auld Lang Syne. Well, this person wrote the poem that it was about. It was Robert Burns. That's who's credited with that. Hey, I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, please be careful. Drinking and driving is not a good idea. I will guarantee you I won't be out there, so you can hit me because I avoid going out on New Year's Eve. And be careful. Do intelligent things. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the people you're with. And have a happy, wonderful, glorious New Year this year, okay? Bye-bye.
You're listening to WW.